This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, got the side question. I'll be coming to you. We beat the Commodores yesterday. I know. It's the Commanders.
Lionel Richie's team.
Just more fun to say. They could be named anything. I saw Josh Harris, too. Oh, God, yeah.
Traitor.
But we have Diane Merseglia really getting people fired up. Law, stinking law. This is Bucks County.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Now, you know what? The Republicans, and Guy made a point. I'm going to ask Chris Dush this straight up. He's good enough to come on. He made a statement, big-time state senator, Punxsutawney. We like Chris a lot. We've had him on before. Are they going to do something with this woman? Are they going to ask, Guy is right, to sanction them, fine them, maybe even other penalties with her that she's saying we do not have to follow the law? All because little Diane Merseglia is upset that people can't get as many million abortions as they want. She was referencing the Dobbs case, weren't you, Diane? And that's all they seem to care about in Bucks County. They elected these people on abortion, even though they don't have a whole lot to do with that. What they do have to do with is brutalizing our listeners, Diane. Don't think we forgot this. You and your little stooge, Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse, when they showed up to cast their ballot in a legal manner. They did the right thing. They didn't want to make any mistakes. But the people that wanted to fill it out from the couch and made mistakes, you're saying it doesn't matter. Think about this. Why make it so difficult on those people that came there, but the people who just, what date? What are you talking about? We're going to move heaven and earth for them. Let's go to State Senator Chris Dush from Punxsutawney. I forgot that part, from Guy Shiraki. Hey, Senator, welcome in. We played your video about this with Diane. What do you think Republicans can do about it?
Well, first thing, Bucks County GOP is doing a petition for to get her impeached. That
okay.
can happen.
Okay.
I can't be involved with that on the Senate side, but I just wanted it to be out there. The Bucks County GOP is getting a petition going. People can sign on to that. But the first thing that really needs to happen, it's very interesting that she says, you know, precedent by the court doesn't matter anymore in this country. And, you know, she's blatantly saying she is going to be violating the law on purpose. Yet Justice Weck, now hell froze over September 13th, because I actually agree with him. He said, yet again, we were called upon to decide whether the election code really means what it means or means what it says. And he said, like the majority, I believe that it does. And then here just recently, November 1st, Justice Daugherty, he, in another court opinion on this same issue, the signatures and dates on ballots, this court will neither impose nor countenance substantive alterations to existing laws and procedures during the pendency of an ongoing election. We said those carefully chosen words only weeks ago. Yet they apparently are not heard in the Commonwealth Court. And I will say, I have to believe that Merseglia knew about this and is still flaunting it, right, waving it right in the face of the Supreme Court and saying it doesn't matter. You know, case law doesn't matter to her. And she's made that statement very blatantly, which means that she's got contempt for the Supreme Court in this Commonwealth.
Yeah. And
she needs to be held in contempt.
Right. In the case of what happened in the Dobbs case, it's the Supreme Court of the United States. There's no such thing as precedent in this that they overturned anything, that kicked it back to the states. That's much different than a petulant commissioner out in Bucks County just saying she's not going to follow the law. There's, to your point, there's no precedent here. The Supreme Court has already ruled twice on this, Chris. So I'm glad to hear, and we'll contact them. They're making a movement to impeach her. My other guest, Chris, said that there's got to be sanctions here. Bucks County should have to pay for all these attorney fees that are going into this.
Absolutely. She needs held in contempt along with her cohort there that we voted for it. And they do need to be responsible individually, because they're not acting. When she says she's violating the law, that totally throws out the part where they're acting on their authority.
Yes.
That defense goes right out the window. So it's not the county that's going to be on the hook. It's going to be her personally, and it needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you working on now? Every time we talk with you, there's some agenda item, something coming up. And I wanted to probe you, too. We talked to somebody else today. We got the bright sunshine of this Joe Picozzi, who's only 29 years of age, as you know, here in Northeast Philadelphia, winning. In Philadelphia, that is a huge breakthrough. And yet, Democrats, with all this going on, spent about $4.5 million to hold a House seat in Cambria County to have the majority.
You know, our on the House side, our House Republican Campaign Committee really dropped the ball. There were a couple of seats that were up, including I have Center County in my district. There was one seat up there that was eminently winnable, but the HRCC did nothing, zero, to help her out. Now, I won 51% in the state college Center County area. Senator Corman texted me and said, hey, congratulations, you got more than I did. I've been working with the college Republicans up there. I've been working with Turning Point and Young Americans for Freedom. It's making a difference. And Joe Picozzi, that young man knocked on 70,000 doors. It's our young people that have seen where we're heading, and especially the ones that have siblings and cousins that have graduated and gone on into the job market back when Trump was in, and they've got houses, they've got cars, they're paying, their mortgage rates are low, and these poor young people right now, they don't see that for themselves, and that's what this election was all about. These young people that came out in force this year, and we're going to be down in Philadelphia. I'm going to be down there with the state government committee. We're going to be talking about voter ID as he's knocking on the doors down there. The stats are 80%. Doesn't matter what demographic group you want to break them down into. 80% of Americans, whether you're living in the inner cities, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, male, female, there's only one group that's under 80%, and that's 78%. I can't even remember what it was.
But no, it's one of the as divided as America is on most issues, it's an 80%er, which is incredibly rare. I commend you too for speaking out where Republicans dropped the ball, because, you know, I don't have the knowledge of some parts of the state that you might. It just occurred to me with this Trump sweep, there's no way they should have kept the majority. Maybe we'd only have a one seat advantage. But whatever it took, that should have happened.
Absolutely. They, like I said, it was definitely winnable. But the leadership team in the state house has not been effective for several years. That's why we lost it. And now we have to deal with it over in the Senate. One of the things I'm hearing from some of my Democrat colleagues over there, though, is that this vote has kind of tempered some of the Democrats, and they realize that that vote nationwide and with a third of people of color voting for Trump that message, it's like, oh, crap. We can't go as extreme. We can't go as extreme as we have been. So I'm kind of hoping that there seems to be some of my old school Democrats are a little bit encouraged that this might actually temper the radicals that are in the party. And I'm hoping that's the case.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you so much. Thanks for popping in today.
You bet, Don. Thank you. Keep the fires burning.
We will. Senator Chris Dush, Dan, you got to admire it. The guy comes on and says, yeah, these Republicans, as I think, dropped the ball. How didn't they have the majority? We had that Frank Burns guy on. He's a nice enough guy. But, I mean, they spent $4.6 million to say the Democrat was more pro-Trump than the Republican. That shouldn't have happened. And you know what I'm thinking? Yeah. Again. We said this before. When these people come to Trump and say, well, Mr. President, we have to spend this in Georgia and all. You know what? Give me another billion and put it here in Pennsylvania. Elon Musk, pretty smart, right? Where did he go? Pennsylvania. So if that district was in play, they spend 4.6. You got to say we're going to spend 5 million. Get it. Whatever you have to do, we need the majority here. Our lives are lived under the dictatorship of these progressive Democrats in Pennsylvania. With one vote. Remember what they did? I had the woman on. The woman out in Upper Darby. There was a special election. She was vaguely damn when she came on pro-choice. Josh Shapiro came on TV around the clock, $1 million, saying she was going to take away your reproductive rights if she won and the balance went that way. The woman did her announcement on her front porch in a beach chair, I think. My God, come on. $1 million clubbing her.
Right.
And the Republicans go, oh, man, they're spending $4.6 million for this Frank Burns guy in Cambria County. What can we do? Lose. Right, it's important to
fascinating
control.
How he was so open about that.
Yeah.
It was so refreshing to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
He also said what should happen. All right, so we broke something here that he says, and we haven't seen it inquire in the news. Write it down. You're listening to the show. There's a movement now to impeach Diane Marseglia. Good. Let's get it going. GOP and Bucks, Pat, whoever, tell us about it. We'll promote it and get it going. You would think we would have done it already here. She deserves it. And this is in her private capacity. Once she says she's not going to follow the law, it's not official authority here. All right. Al Schmidt on Monday at 12:30. I'm already going to the mattresses working on the questions. 855-839-1210. You get in. The holidays are around the corner. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And that's a perfect time for Captain Chuckie's. You can go to Captain Chuckie's and meet all those needs. Pick up the Smith Island Crab Cake, Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes. Delicious. Stock up. Check out the variety of homemade soups, too. It's a bit chillier out, right? This is the perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings, too. The sides, the desserts. Get a tray or two for your football viewing party. The Rams are next. Do they still call themselves the Rams?
Yeah.
I kind of forget now. They're the Commodores. The LA Commodores are next. Yeah.
You better make sure, yeah.
That's
the
right.
Bison now. They're the bison.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.